statistic this morning, which I hate to quote the news, you know, but I think it was 14% greater number of failing D's and F's than there were last year at this time. When you look at the state of Texas, I think was the site that the quote that I heard. And so failing grades has definitely been a bigger concern this year. And then frankly, cheating. In the world of academia, there's definitely a higher standard as to what is acceptable in trying to figure out what students are allowed to rely on in finding answers. I would say most parents and students thought they were being very resourceful and learning where to go find information, but it isn't at the same level that we would have expected in school. And we certainly have seen an issue of test security. That has been another huge concern for districts. Colleen, let me throw it to you and let you go through what some of the parent concerns are.
Sure. Thanks, Pam. Pretty similar. You know, Pam mentioned districts being concerned with parental digital literacy skills, and parents were concerned about that too. All of a sudden, they were put in the position of being like this in-house IT support for their students learning virtually. And, you know, when we think about, Pam mentioned the acronyms already for special education. When we think about these parents that are learning all of these new technology issues, they're speaking the special education language. Throw on top of that, if you have a non-English speaking parent that you're working with, it's almost like three languages that they're expected to know and be fluent in, if you will. So definitely those non-English speaking parents they're difficult to get a hold of, but they're also difficult to engage. They're, you know, managing the software programs, the learning platforms, all of the different things that it takes to log on, find the classroom link, download a video, turn in an assignment, email a teacher. They're having to do all of that with all of these different languages involved in those activities. Another big concern of parents, certainly in the remote learning world, is kind of what Pam said, you lose that carpool pickup and drop-off time. We saw that in our families, especially with elementary school students, where there was a connection there almost on a daily basis with somebody at the campus, whether that was a teacher or an aide or a campus administrator. Our parents lost that face-to-face contact. And even when you think about, you know, parent conferences, those aren't happening face-to-face anymore. And so parents are kind of in the dark about how their kiddo's doing unless there's a different way to reach out to them to communicate those positives and negatives in the day that they're not getting on those daily communication. So one important question we had as Pam and I were talking about this was, you know, how can we use technology to keep parents connected? So on the next slide, we talk about some of the guidance that's out there. Certainly one way to keep parents connected is to not just perform an initial assessment about technology access. That really has to be an ongoing process. The district and the parent should be in constant communication to be sure that the kiddo has the right technology, the appropriate connectivity, and that they can access all of those different learning platforms that they're expected to be accessing. Because this information, all of that can change when you think about as a semester progresses, and if a student is going back and forth between two different divorced parents week to week, that information can change depending on what household they're in. So that technology assessment needs to be a rolling kind of assessment, not just that initial check-in to see what kind of accessibility issues they're having. Another big suggestion that both Pam and I agreed has been helpful on both sides is for everybody just to be flexible. And that flexibility is important for meeting days or times. It's important for districts to share documents with parents ahead of meetings so that they have time to review those and formulate some questions. It's important to be flexible on how you document any kind of agreement or disagreement at an ARD committee meeting. Flexibility goes a long way to both decrease technology problems, but then certainly to increase parental involvement. And then one last thing that I hear from my parents that I work with that's super important to them is just clear and consistent communication. Everything from how attendance is going to look to how are we monitoring progress, to what are the COVID protocols or contact tracing policies if that kid does return to campus. Those are all concerns that I've heard from my parents in the last couple of months.